Who doesn't love a good, kooky conspiracy theory? That's what I want to talk about today here on Free For All Friday. Mondays and Wednesdays, we talk apologetics and theology. But on Friday, we talk about whatever I'm in the mood to talk about. And today, I want to talk about two somewhat related conspiracy theories while dealing with falsifications of the past that are, as Johnny Carson would say, that's wild. That's wild. They're wild. And I just love these kinds of theories because there are dedicated, hardcore people on the internet who will find these things, glob onto them. And there are people who can make YouTube channels for the zaniest conspiracy theories that can get tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of subscribers. So that's what I want to talk about today. So there's two dealing with pseudo-history. One would be the Phantom Time conspiracy, and the other is the Tartarian conspiracy, the Tartarian Empire, the Tartarian Great Reset theory. That is what I would like to talk about today. So what are these things? Let's start with the Tartarian Empire, which is just a fun thing to say that makes me want to go to Long John Silver's. You remember Long John Silver's? Hopefully you don't, because it was not great to go to. But Tartarian Empire, I think, like, I need some tartar sauce with my hush puppies and fried fish. Why does my stomach feel so bad? Darn you, Long John Silver's. So the Tartarian Empire conspiracy theory is the idea that there was once, similar to a lot of other conspiracy theories, that there was, you think about Atlantis, you think about the pyramid conspiracies, is the idea of the long-lost civilization trope, that there is a long-lost, ancient, advanced civilization with technology that even surpasses the technology we have today that has either been lost to history or it was purposely suppressed by them. Or they did it. Whoever they are, it depends who your villain of the week is for your conspiracy theory. So one of them is the Tartarian conspiracy. And this is the idea that there was an advanced civilization rooted in Central Asia, where like Mongolia, Siberia, that area of Central Asia, Russia, Mongolia, Eastern China, that had been previously labeled on maps as Tartar or the Tartarian Empire. And then those labels go away in the modern ages. Like, okay, well, what happened to these people? The other element of the conspiracy is the claim that as recently as 100 years ago, there were these advanced buildings that were created by this empire that we modern human beings did not come up with. These are things that we either co-opted or we have rediscovered. They're not something that modern human beings created. They were created more centuries ago. And we see, I think, what in the heck are you talking about? What the Tartarians will do is they'll say, look at these buildings. And you could go to a city in either North America or in Europe and other parts of the world where you might see relative poverty or just kind of plain buildings, plain office buildings, plain buildings. And right next to them will be this really ornate stone terracotta structure. I think about when you go to a lot of downtowns, right? You have like Washington, D.C., has the Capitol building, you know, and you've got like these ornate stone structures in different areas, or they'll claim there are star forts, like elaborate military forts, not just in Europe, but as far away as Sri Lanka, saying, okay, how did they get all the way over here? Like, how did, you know, it's not like Europeans just placed all this new archaeology and new design all over the world. What they try to say is that, I know this is going to sound weird, but they think this is the case, that they'll look at these buildings and think that this had to come from another. They'll say that these, and they're beautiful structures, by the way, and I know what's going at the heart of this conspiracy theory. They'll say that these are beautiful structures, and I miss that architectural style. I think Nubo is what some of them are called, obviously descendants of Gothic architecture, the very, very ornate, highly decorated stone structures. And people will say, why did these go away? And now we have stuff that's just crummy and awful. Like, there's a meme online where somebody puts a picture of an old, like, wooden wardrobe. And it's very ornate and wooden and beautiful, saying the furniture my grandmother left me. And the next picture is a crummy IKEA, like, tabletop. And just saying the furniture I'm leaving my grandkids. Saying, well, what happened? So what they're saying is what happened was that there was this beautiful empire, an advanced, technologically enriched empire with beautiful architecture. And then it was destroyed. And what they'll claim happened And I know it sounds weird, but look it up, that they believe this. They will say there was a huge mud flood, not just a flood, but a mud flood, which is another, these people just love, I just love they have words that are fun to say. The Tartarian Empire, buried by the mud floods, mud flood. And one evidence I'll point to is when you look at these really ornate buildings, oftentimes the lowest level of the building will look like it's submerged in the earth. So that like the bottom floor is like 8 feet underground. And people say, well, why do they do that? Well, it's quite obvious, isn't it? There was a huge mud flood that wiped out this civilization, and we didn't actually build these structures. We discovered them and then, dug them out of the earth and tried to claim that they were our own in order to fool people and hide this advanced civilization and try to keep people away from its culture, which is actually superior to our culture. The biggest group that was pushing this, by the way, were Russian nationalists in the 1970s that started this whole Tartarian conspiracy theory. And so that's it. That's basically it. And they'll go through. And some of the claims are pretty wacky. Like there's one YouTuber, and he's got a fair number of followers, who says, like, for example, there's no way we built these things. Like there is a post office in like St. Louis that's really ornate, Art Deco, beautiful design, stone design, saying, really, how many stamps did you sell to finance that building? It's just a post office. No, he'll claim that we discovered this, we dug it out of the earth, and then repurposed it for something else. We didn't come up with this thing. And there's a good article about this called Inside the Tartarian Empire, the QAnon of Architecture by Zach Mortis, M-O-R-T-I-C-E. And he goes through and talks about what's behind this conspiracy and what people say and what they're claiming about it. And he says, well, no, that's not just a neighborhood post office. It was originally designed, like, I think back in like the 20s, to process mail from like 10 different states. So, it was a huge, elaborate mail facility, not just like a regular post office. And so large municipal buildings will exist like this. And then Mortis talks about, okay, well, why don't we have as nice things right now? Why don't we? And you think about this too. I mean, and I have nostalgia for the past, but there's real nostalgia for the 50s or the 20s. You think things were much more beautiful back then. What happened? Now, I would recommend going to my YouTube, my channel, Council of Trent. I have an episode called Why Liberals Love Ugly Art, where I do think part of it is a value shift. Whereas art was meant to express objective beauty, and then after like the 60s, as postmodern, art should be subversive. There's no objective standard aesthetic. It's all completely subjective. And that leads to just awful art like attire. My wife and I went to the Pompidou, the postmodern art museum in Paris, on our honeymoon. And there's blank canvases, piles of trash, pipe through tire. And that's supposed to be art, quote unquote. So on the one hand, there was a value shift, and that resulted in a massive shift in how architecture was deployed in the world. But the other thing that people miss is there's also developments in technology and economics that change how buildings are created. So you go back 200 years ago, labor was actually very cheap, and materials were the things that were expensive. So yeah, maybe the cheapest material you have out there is stone. You'd use a lot of stone to build things. And artisan labor was actually relatively cheap. And so it didn't matter if it was a kind of a more humbler building, you could have all kinds of ornate structures attached to it. But now what has happened is that service, labor itself, is what's gotten much more expensive. And through developments in technology, materials have gotten much, much cheaper. So what ends up happening now is when we're building structures, we focus on simple designs that decrease the amount of labor that is required and just increase the amount of cheaper goods that we're able to use to build the same things. And so that's just kind of the simplest explanation for why that is. In economics, there's actually a name for something related to this. It's called the Baumol effect, B-A-U-M-O-L, Baumol effect, or what's also called Baumol's, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Baumol's cost disease. It was described by William Baumol and William Bowen in the 1960s. And basically it talks about how there's a tendency for wages in jobs that have experienced little or no increase in labor productivity to rise in response to rising wages in other jobs that do experience high productivity growth. So what ends up happening is that you will have goods will end up decreasing in cost because it become cheaper to produce them. But the costs for things related to certain kinds of input, more like service-oriented jobs, things like that, where you can't just decrease, you can't make a nurse cheaper like you can make a television cheaper. So there's a great chart related to it that talks about the prices of things changing from, even this is showing from 1998 to 2018. It talks about how the price of household furnishings has remained relatively stable, but cell phones have gone down in price, computers have gone down, televisions have gone down. I remember like back in the 2000s trying to buy a TV. You had a huge, heavy, I remember I got a TV for my first apartment. And it was, you know, it was not a flat screen. It was a monster CRT, a huge TV. I needed another guy to help me carry it. It must have weighed like 200 pounds. And I needed a huge thing to hold it up. And it cost like $700. And now you can get a flat screen TV, a Roku TV for like, I don't know, $200. And it's nice and has great picture quality. And that's plummeted the price of televisions from the year 2000 to the year 2025. But it also says that when you look at childcare, college tuition, hospital services, college textbooks, housing, food and beverages, more service oriented rather than strict good productions. The cost goes way up because the wages tend to increase more. So if you want to look that up, that's Baumol's cost disease or the Baumol effect. So an interesting one there. So yeah, so there's the Tartarian Empire conspiracy. It doesn't see the simple explanations. Or another simple explanation would be these buildings where the bottom floor is sunk down in the earth, well, that could be part of that is due to buildings settle over time. So that's why you might see some buildings have sunk more into the earth and the foundation. The other explanation is that for many of these older buildings, the bottom floor is not the first floor, it's the cellar. But the cellar peaks up a little bit above the earth to have very tiny windows in it to add light because they didn't have electric lights down there. So to have light in the cellar, more natural light, even if they didn't want to rely on electric lights, you like having natural light. They had thin windows, so they built it a little bit so that it would peak up above the foundation of the earth for the light to come in. So a lot of times with these different explanations, there are some, you know, it's not a conspiracy. There's a simpler explanation that you're missing or avoiding or suppressing. There's the conspiracy answer to the conspiracy theorist. So yeah, they'll say, well, what about these star forts all the way over in Sri Lanka? You know, you think that the Europeans did that? Yeah, it was a Dutch colony. He had the Dutch East India Company there. So you'd be surprised how different architectural fads can spread across the world in a relatively short amount of time. So if you want to learn more about the Tartarian conspiracy, I would recommend Lore Lodge is a great YouTube channel, and they got a whole, like a long 2-hour video dealing with it that's very interesting. And I'll quick amount of time, I have one more I'll just mention to you so you are aware of it, but it's kind of similar, talking about altering history for nefarious purposes, and this is the Phantom Time conspiracy. And it was proposed by, I think it was a professor, Herbert Illig in 1991. And basically it claims that it is not 2025. It is actually 1725. We're missing 300 years. And it is a claim that the Holy Roman Emperor Otto I and Pope Sylvester II, they fabricated the new dating system to go from the Julian calendar, you know, when we went to Julian to Gregorian, fabricated it, the Anno Domini system in the year of our Lord, to say, oh, actually, we're in the year 1000. You know, we want to be in this really special millennial year. And so what ended up happening was that it compressed the historical timeline when they tried to refigure it so they would be in the year 1000. And to make up for other events that happened at a definite point of history, like the fall of the Roman Empire, there were other elements that were made up to fill in the gaps. Basically, they claim that the years, 300 years of time, like, well, 297 years, the years of 614 and 911, wait, they said up till 9/11 is when real history happens, but 9/11 isn't real history. It was fake. It was caused by the same people who faked the moon landing. It was the lizard people. Oh my goodness. It's true. It's all true. I got to get out of here. They were all right. The Tartarian conspiracy is real. No, from AD 614 to 9/11, they say that never happened. Even though there's, and it is where he tried to get this off the ground. And of course, you've never heard of it. It never really made it out there. Because it is true that the early Middle Ages were not as razzmatazz as the Roman Empire or the late Middle Ages. After the fall of the Roman Empire in 476, which is not a single event, it's a gradual thing that took place over time, the Western Europe had to really recalibrate to a new kind of decentralized form of existence, not under the Roman Empire. And you have other empires springing up during this period, like the Frankish kingdoms, the Carolingian Empire. So there's not as much, but there are groundbreaking things that happened historically during this period. I was listening to the Great Courses. They have an entire 30-hour course just on the early Middle Ages. That's the years 500 to 1000 AD, or AD 500 to AD 1000. And there is a lot. I mean, the biggest thing here is in the year 800, on Christmas Day, the year 800, Charlemagne was crowned the Holy Roman Emperor. That was a huge event. We have coins minted with his face. So Illig really has to explain away a lot of the evidence here that clearly contradicts his thesis. We have evidence from tree rings, from radioisotope dating. We have a lot of other evidence, including other astronomy and solar eclipses that were recorded during the correct time periods, during this time, allegedly, that it did not exist. So that's just another one I wanted to throw in there, the Phantom Time Conspiracy. But I hope you guys found this interesting. But yeah, go to Lore Lodge, look up Tartarian Empire if you want more on that. And there are a few other episodes online that summarize the Phantom Time Conspiracy as well. But thank you guys, and I hope you have a very blessed weekend.